welcome to Right Here, Right Now. I'm Peter Katrumpis, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network, bringing you a pre-training camp edition podcast segment with forward Sergei Tolchinsky of the Carolina Hurricanes and Charlotte Checkers. Having attended a couple of the informal skates over the past couple of weeks, caught up with Tolchinsky to catch up on his progression heading into training camp and what his goals were. He's looking to come out of his third year of his ELC contract and trying to make an impression in order to earn another contract out of that, considering the competition level has increased for him this season with a lot more younger prospects in the system than there were 3 years ago. Tolchinsky, even with the talent that he possesses offensively, has struggled a little bit while playing in Charlotte for the past two seasons. However, he has a lot more upside than downside, but has a lot up against him in order to make that next push, while others may have jumped ahead of him in the depth chart lineup in both organizations. Listen to what he has to say, a little bit more level-headed and focused, heading into this year's training camp, looking to make that impression. And we also threw in a little bit of a comical segment of when he first came into prospect camp as a camp invitee going undrafted. Enjoy this one.
Did you spend the summer here?
No, I just...
Where were you?
The whole summer I was in Moscow.
You're in Moscow? Yeah. Just relaxing?
Not really. I was like trying to work out a lot. Started skating in May. So it was a good summer for me. Good hard working summer.
Yeah.
I arrived here just like last Saturday.
Okay.
Just to get like get to the time change. Work out with Bill. I know he's a great conditioning coach. I think it's good to come early before the camp starts, so just to get in even better shape.
You've never been to Moscow. What's Moscow like in the summer in terms of training for hockey? I mean, is there a lot of people training? Because I know some of the guys like in Sweden or Finland, they don't have access to ice. But
yeah, it's pretty hard, kind of, because all the KHL teams usually they start working out in July, and they usually have their like camps in in teams, so there's no like gyms, like hockey gyms or like conditioning hockey coaches in Russia, because nobody really needs them, because they all work out in the teams. But
what about the ice rinks? How do you get access to ice?
Usually
do you know somebody? You gotta know
no
somebody.
It's usually we have like about 10 to 12 guys from like NHL who lives
okay,
in
so
Moscow.
Pros,
yeah, pros, and we just
college
rent the ice and
kind of like this.
Yeah, kind of like this. We just rent the ice and skating together, make up some drills, and
right.
Sometimes we can invite some coach and do some drills for us. And gym is usually we have couple gym conditioning coaches there.
Yeah.
But I was mostly working out on my own.
On your own,
Bill sent like some plan for summer, so I was like kind of follow that plan.
Do you remember when you first came out for prospect camp 4 years ago?
Yeah.
With Kirk Muller? Do you remember you coming around the net and you slipped? You took Kirk. What was going through your mind when that happened? Do you think, oh my God, they're not going to take me, or you know, that kind of thing, or... That was just a funny thing that happened. I remember because I was right there. I took a picture of it.
I don't know. It was just like,
wow. Why did I do that? Or how did that happen?
Not really. It's like,
or you just
so unlucky. Thursday and took off in a shell coach. Okay, I'm probably getting sent to juniors tomorrow. So see you guys.
But then they ended up keeping you, and you signed a contract.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a journey, right?
Yeah.
So how are you looking to take the next step in that journey with this season? What are your goals?
Goals to make the team I know it's my last year in the contract. I got to go all in. So the goal is just to make a team and make the NHL.
Right here, right now.
And that'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.